Excited to welcome in Nav Ramarek from Turn Sports, who's going to be hosting from 6 to 9. Rav, hey, Nav, thanks for coming in. This is just so awesome.
Appreciate it.
How excited are you about
this? I'm so excited. I was, you know, I saw the tweets and the press release going out this morning. I kind of was saying, man, I feel like this has been a culmination of the last 8 years of my life, just doing sports, loving sports my whole life, playing everything growing up. I feel like now I get to finally build in the city of Edmonton, you know, and be a part of what you guys are doing.
Yeah.
What you guys are doing for so many years. So it's incredible.
Well, so give us a little bit about your background, Nav, and you know, what you've been doing before and like what you're expecting coming up here starting May 1st.
For sure. Yeah. Last like 7 years I've been building global sports brands. So I have a brand called In The Lab based in Los Angeles, which is a global basketball brand. And I also have something called Brown Ballers, which is the home for South Asian athletes. Mm-hmm. So both very big, like social media kind of brands where we create content, apparel, and do things all over the world with basketball and other sports. And of course, do some consulting with brands like the Harlem Globetrotters and other things like that. So very much sports is my life 24/7. And now I'm excited to kind of come here and of course do a sports show where we talk about NBA, NHL, NFL, all the big sports, but add a little South Asian twist and just have fun with it, you know, and just be myself and get to meet people. And, you know, I love how you guys have the text list.
Yeah.
I'm very excited to kind of engage with the community.
That's the key part. And I'll be honest, you know, I was in television for 34 years. This was new to me coming to radio. And I wasn't sure exactly how to figure out the whole texting thing with people. I know how to text, so stop. So don't say people that I don't know. But just with our listeners texting in and reacting to them. Yeah. And, you know, you want to have that interaction. So just touch on what this show is going to be all about. You did mention it a little bit, but just to expand a little bit.
Yeah, we're definitely going to touch on all the major sports leagues. I'm a big NBA guy, big basketball fan. So obviously we're in the playoffs right now. So we'll cover hockey. We'll cover the Oilers, cover the NBA playoffs. We're going to see if LeBron's going to make it or not and, you know, solidify his greatness at the throne. And then, of course, we're going to sprinkle in some South Asian content. So I'm going to bring on some South Asian guests, feature South Asian athletes. We'll talk about sports around the world, too. Like, we'll talk about cricket.
Yeah.
We'll talk about some things maybe we're not talking about all the time in the city of Edmonton. Kind of have fun with it. Kind of, you know, and give people some exposure to some new sports and cover the big leagues.
You mentioned cricket, and people do not realize how big of a sport that is in Edmonton.
It's big.
It is massive. Again, working at Global, I went out to do a story on just the history with this in our city. I got a whole bunch of pictures. I'm going to have to look back in the archives and find that story. But you go down to Victoria Park, you know, on a weekend, it's jammed down there.
Yeah. They're playing. There are multiple games going, hundreds of people out there. And yeah, growing up, they used to play in Millwoods Park.
Yeah.
I used to be blown away by, like, well, what's the sport everyone's playing? And, you know, it's just gotten bigger and bigger every single year.
Yeah. When I would go down there, and I couldn't believe, again, the amount of people that are down there and support it.
Yeah.
So when you say the South Asian sports, and you want to branch off and you want to create that niche, even though that you will focus on basketball, hockey. How do you balance that?
Yeah, I think the balance will come of just an understanding of, like, it's all about just giving representation and kind of, like I said, building the community and giving us some of the people in the community a voice. And of course, just, you know, showcasing the athletes that are around the world doing great things. I think for us growing up is always just like, hey, can we look up to someone who looks just like us? And I want to just bring that part to the radio station and bring some of those people in studio so you can see what they look like live and what they're doing in the world of sports, right?
Yeah.
And it'll evolve over time. It'll start right now heavy in playoffs and things.
Yeah.
I think over time in summer when there's no major sports leagues, we'll dive further into that kind of stuff.
Ah, cool stuff. Nav Ramarek with us. We're about to go 24/7, May 1st. So what have you got to do? You know, it's, well, we're a week away kind of thing.
A week away, yeah. No, so it's been exciting. Came here yesterday, got to meet everyone in the studio, meet some of the guys behind the boards, and now we're going to get acclimated. We're going to get everything set up, learn everything, the ins and outs, get our music set up, get the intros, outros going, and just get ready for the playoffs, man. I got my Oilers cap on. I'm going to, you know, bring hopefully some good luck and, you know, be covering this all the way to the Cup Finals, you know, just have some fun with it.
Just your background again, did you always want to get into sports broadcasting? Like, what was that journey like? What's it been like for you?
Yeah, I feel like ever since I've been in sports, so I lived in LA for about 5 years. Yeah. And when I lived in LA, I got to meet all these amazing people, and most of them were talent in some form or fashion. And I fell in love with what they did. They're on air, they're on TV. You know, they got to talk about their passions every single day and wake up. And again, this is not a job for us, right? This is, in my opinion, a lot of fun. Yeah. And, you know, that's what I'm looking forward to.
How'd you make your way here?
I'm born and raised here.
Okay,
I'm a Millwoods boy.
Okay, but how'd you get to LA then?
Yeah, I got to LA through this brand called In The Lab. One day I just decided, hey, like, there's this guy in LA. I brought him out here to run a camp. Mm-hmm. He's a famous basketball trainer.
Yeah.
And I say, look, man, I love your brand so much. I'd love to come to LA and build this with you. Right. And I went. We did it for 5 years together. Now, 7 years later, we're still here building it.
Yeah. What did you learn in LA with that sports market?
Yeah.
I mean, wow, you can't. I mean, you look at the diversity.
It's incredible.
You look at everything in the sense of all sports.
Yep.
Man, that's learning on the fly there.
I think the biggest thing I did in my life was go to LA.
Yeah.
Not only did I meet people, like I said, the experiences, the things I learned, and just how different the culture is there for sports and everything in general. Like, it opened my eyes to so much and allowed me to learn. And now come back and, you know, be able to have a radio show.
Yeah, well, it's going to be exciting. Nav Ramarek is with us. He'll be taking over the airwaves 6 to 9. How did this come about, and who's going to be involved with you?
Yeah, absolutely.
As the project started, you know, talking about it with, you know, JR, Jackie Ray, and everyone here to get to where it is going to be launching in 1 week on May 1st.
Yeah, so obviously all the kudos goes to Supreet, who's the owner of Turn Radio, and she's the one who brought Turn Sports up and brought me this concept and idea, and I said, yeah, I would love to build it out with you and grow it. And then from there, she introduced me to Jackie and everyone else, and kind of the wheels started rolling and turning. And, you know, now we're here, but it's all because of Supreme. You know, she founded this station, and now she's giving me her baby in Turn Sports, and I get to kind of take it and see what we can build with it.
And we're excited because if you think about where we came from, September long weekend, we launched here. So in 8 short months, we've gone from programming from 7 in the morning, you know, the morning show to Alan Mitchell with the Fantasy Frenzy in between, and then Jason Greger. And then at 6, we were basically done. You know, we ran some music, and then who knows what was running. You know, I think we were still running oldies for a little while. But then we bring Fox in.
Yeah, Fox.
So now we've got Fox from 9 at night till 7 in the morning. Now we've got you from 6 to 9.
Yeah.
So
24/7.
So I think for our listeners, they have to be really excited that we have 24 hours every day of sports content.
Yep.
How excited are you to be a part of this? I mean, because we're pretty proud to get this going in 7-8 short months.
I think what you guys have done, you know, since September has been incredible. And like I said, to be able to join some of you guys and being able to talk to Connor and some of these guys, and you guys have been doing this 10 plus years. And for me, it's amazing because, you know, this is technically going to be my first year. So to come in, to be able to be a part of this with you guys are so experienced, and obviously learn from you and feed off your guys' energy and thoughts. It's going to be incredible.
So Millwood's guy, where'd you go to school?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I went right in the, you know, right in Millwood. Jay Percy Page is my high school.
Okay, cool.
The best high school out there, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, big basketball. I mean, Jay Percy Page, massive basketball.
Yeah, we're big in sports. Yeah. And yeah, man, went to college, Grant McEwen, and just been having fun ever since.
There?
I took business played basketball there for 3 years as well. So yeah, like I said, sports is just running through my veins, so I'm excited.
Basketball, your number one sport?
Basketball is my number one sport, and then the second is soccer, and the closet sport for me is baseball.
Is it?
It's something I don't talk about too much, but now that we have this show, I got to talk about baseball.
Well, you know what? We might be able to sell you a franchise in the Fantasy Frenzy Baseball League. Hey, why can't we get another owner, Duke?
Yeah, he better take over the reins for the Fantasy Frenzy team, because we're not very good, so better squash
you
that
one. Take over playbook Vic's team after he got slaughtered 10-0 last week.
10 ripped by Kevin's crazy team.
Yeah. Duke had to do our picking. I
drafted Kevin's team, and my team stinks now because I drafted Kevin's. He's sitting near the top of the table.
What'd you make of the Oilers game last night?
Man, I mean, I know you see
got
the hat.
You got
the
lid
on the Oilers today.
Yeah.
Sat in bed, watched it, almost cried. You know, it's just nice to see, man. I love seeing Hyman this year. Mm-hmm. He had an incredible season, and to see him get the Hattie last night. I think there was like 1,200 hats or something thrown on. I just love those moments.
Yeah, well, see, that's what I said this off the top, Dav. They counted 1,131. So don't tell me that there was someone that made the exact count at 1,131.
Someone had to do it.
Just say 1,150 or 1,200, as you just said.
Yeah.
You know, that to me, 1,131. I want a recount, you know. And I don't know where the hats go. They had them in bags. They say they take them to shelters and things like that.
They must donate them, huh? Yeah.
But, I mean, we figured it out. Approximately 6% of the fans last night threw their hats.
That's incredible.
Is it 6?
Hey, yeah, 6%. But funny thing, I don't know if you caught it on Twitter, Kevin. Like, Tyler Yaremchuk at the game. The guy next to him paid him $50 to throw his hat over the glass.
No way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, and what did I think? We ran that Zach Hyman clip for post game, and he said, yeah, good for the Oilers store.
Yeah.
A lot of people need to dip in there and get a new one on their way out of the building, probably.
So here's a text coming in from Sam. Hey, Kevin, listener to the show here from Indian descent. I played cricket in E-Town for a while. You are right. Cricket is huge Edmonton and Canada in general. It'll be good to see some diverse coverage on this station. Thanks, Sam. So how are you going to cover cricket in Edmonton? Like, I assume you can get some guests in here. You can figure out.
I think guessing in here is one thing, but I think it's also like the World Cup's coming up in June. It's going to be in New Jersey. It's always the T20s happening year round. Like, there's a lot in the global sports of cricket also to touch on.
Yeah.
And of course, bringing in some of these guests locally to just banter with me about it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about what's happening here, but let's talk about the global scale of how big it is. And it's bigger than the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
People don't know how many people are watching cricket. It's pretty insane.
Well, it's similar in the sense, you know, the NHL went over and played in China. And everyone in China watched the game. Well, not everybody.
Yeah,
the amount of people that watch the game in China, when you're talking billions of people, it's a sliver, but it's still really
a
lot.
It's way more than here.
It's more than in the United States.
Yep.
So it's a cool aspect there. What do you got on your plate in the next week, Nav, that you have to have everything ready to go on May 1st?
I think it's honestly really chill. It's going to be it's gonna be fun. We're going to work with Brussels here, my producer, get some things ready in the background. Like I said, Just get ready for next week covering the NBA and NHL playoffs and then kind of go from there, have some fun. I got some guests coming in already.
Good stuff.
And just see where it goes from there.
Oh, great. Well, welcome to Sports 1440. This is an exciting time for our station, for Sports 1440, for Stingray and everyone involved because, you know, it's been 7.5, 8 months and now we're 24/7 all sports radio.
The growth is insane. I love it. Thank you guys so much.
All right. Thanks, Nav. That's Nav Ramarak, pardon me, from Turn Sports. He'll be hosting from 6 to 9. Do you have a name? Is it just like, what are we looking at here? Is it
Turn Sports?
Turn Sports.
That's
okay.
That's the show.
I thought, you know, cooking with the Nav man, maybe, you know, I don't know.
Hey, I'd like to pitch that in the future if we can take off.
Cooking with the Nav man. All right. So Turn Sports 6 to 9 and Cooking with the Nav man. Why not?